You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for Christian television. I'm thankful for all of you. Last night on TVN, Bill Gaither was interviewing Josh Turner. And he's the guy that did the long black train, if you remember. No, nobody knows it. Well, and then he did the other song. You know what he sang? The doxology. And it was so cool. I never, and he's at the end, he says an amen. I don't know why I mentioned that last week, why we took out the amen part for years. We'd sing hymns in church, and then we would say, amen. And we don't do that anymore. But anyhow, I'm just grateful this morning for the possibility that we could see Christ's return in our generation, and I'm hopeful about that. What are you thankful for, Miss Joanne?
I'm thankful that Mark's feeling better.
Good.
Yay! Yay! Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful that Sandra heard the bell this morning.
I did, and I was like, oh, I'm in big trouble because I'm running way behind.
You were just telling me how important that bell is.
It is. I was like, oh.
How about you guys? What are you thankful for this morning? Anybody? I am thankful for Jamie and her her ministry, but what else?
I'm thankful to be here. I didn't think I was coming today. But the fog burned off. And little by little, I started feeling a little bit better.
Good. Yeah, that wasn't ground fog this morning. That was way up high fog. And
that was high.
Judith said, are you sure it's not supposed to rain? I said, no, it's just high fog. It'll burn off. Next thing we know, there comes the blue sky. That was cool.
I'm also thankful for Linda and her medical background and knowledge.
Yes.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah. And you know, I often wondered about that, and I was thinking, well, people don't care about me or anything like that. Not only now that I have Linda that always worries about me. That's a wonderful gift of help. You don't know how much. In the Bible, it talks about the spiritual gifts, and one of them is intercessory prayer and everything in the ministry of help. That helps a lot of people. Just know that somebody cares about you. Somebody worries about you.
I'm not supposed to worry, and I know that. Mm-hmm.
It's okay to worry. Yeah, it is. Anybody else thankful for something this morning?
I'm also thankful my mom is doing so much better.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a miracle, that's for sure.
I thought we were getting ready to bury her when we were older. And now it's like, she's getting around, she's not coherent enough to carry on conversation, but physically, she is strong again.
She was telling me she was watching her in the middle of the night the other night, and she bent straight over, as if to touch her toes, straight back up,
Wow. Bent,
not off balance a bit.
That helps having 9 cameras in her house.
13.
Well, 13, and you can she can watch it from Tallahassee.
Yes.
So if something goes wrong, you just call her sister, hey, get up, mom, down.
That's amazing. That really is. Yeah, that's really good. Well, I got some prayer concerns and joys and so forth. We'll share in a little bit. But anybody else before we sing the doxology this morning? Thank you for your faithful support of this little church. And thank you for the support of the ministry in general through our denomination. And I do hope and pray that you can get a chance to go hear the bishop this morning, or afternoon, rather. They're having a time of celebration that the Monticello people, when they disaffiliated, a small group started Open Hearts, and the Madison Church disaffiliated, and a small group over there started Grace Church. And this morning, Catherine and them are having a combined meeting or worship with them down there before they come up here. So they're going to have a full day, and then when they leave here, they're going to Jacksonville to do the same thing on the Bishop's Listening Tour. So.